This is KUTX 98.9. We're live in Studio 1A. How is the concert club faring? Very good. Thanks, y'all, for being here. Thank you for listening on air here at 98.9 and online at KUTX.org. And very excited for our next guest. You've been hearing songs from his new album, Lifted, which comes out tomorrow. And you got a big show tomorrow night at Scoot In with Curtis Rausch and Fever Bones. And tickets and info at scootinaustin.com. Welcome, Israel Nash.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to see you, man. Let's hear a song, and then we will chat.
We're going to do Rolling On.
Thank you.
on Israel Nash live in Studio 1A, and the new record is called Lifted, comes out tomorrow. So I have my own thoughts about this, but I wanted to get your take. What's different about this record?
I think for this record, you know, I've got the studio now in Plum Creek and living on the ranch, and it's the first record to fully write and record in the studio. So
take your breath, take your time. And Eric, your pedal steel player, lives there sometimes.
He helped build this place, the old Quonset hut that just sits there in the middle of the hills. But yeah, just having a lot of stuff, access to gear and things like that, just growing in the studio and trying to use the studio as another instrument in this record. So kind of highly inspired by creative kind of ideas and sounds. And
well, because that's what I was going to say. Like, there's more, it seems like there's more light and space in it.
Yeah, my wife Laura said, "You made a happy record, Israel. Good job, thanks."
And it's called Lifted. But is it? Do you miss not having that kind of tension, though? Do you need the tension of having an outside producer or somebody you don't really know that well coming in with an outside perspective and kind of pushing you?
I mean, for this one, I had a lot of ideas I wanted to do, so they kind of kept on evolving as I was writing, you know. So. And this time, as I was writing, I would be demoing because I'm in the studio. So I'm trying out sounds and sort of creating kind of this thing that I'm trying to make, trying to find, you know. So I think that a producer does do that. And I think there are just amazing ways to make music, you know. And it's like the one beautiful thing we have with this group is just so much time that we've been playing together for almost 10 years now. Mm-hmm. So to go into the studio for, I guess, the fourth time for us together, this one was kind of my goal was to surprise and kind of give all these guys these creative toys. We had this table that was called the Crazy Table, and it just had all kinds of sound makers from, you know, rain collection tank sounds on the ranch that I made, mm-hmm. field recordings, to like fidget spinners or, you know, just anything that would make noise with the idea that creativity and inspiration is just, you know, contagious, that people hear something and that inspires another player to do something, and then you just hear that, you feel that in the studio, and you know, you feel that in life, like people inspire you, it makes you happy, it makes you change your outlook on the day, you know. So I think you catch that in the studio too.
Well, that's cool, because you know, as adults, that sense of play is sometimes snuffed out of us. Does being a parent help?
Yes, I do. You know, I feel like there's something incredibly cosmic and psychedelic, you know, through the eyes and vision of a child, you know,
because everything's a big deal.
Yeah, right?
And literally.
They also have this serious, like, incredible mindfulness, you know, that's just simpler. But yeah, everything is a big deal. But, you know, Willie, my little one, you know, she's goes to the studio and is like, stoked all the time when the guys are here, and she's writing songs. She's like, brings me pieces of paper that just P-Q-T. Mm-hmm. She's like, "Hey, Dad, I wrote a song." And she's a huge Petty fan. She put on her first vinyl, and it's like that Petty Live album. She was like, "Dad, these guys are way more rocking than you."
Yes, there's
that's fair enough.
What was it? From the mouth of babes. And so, yeah, you have that balance you got to do, too, of like, you know, work, which takes you overseas, like over to Europe. You're going over to Europe soon, but you have a small child. She's 5.
Yes.
And, you know, your wife and your parents, they all live on the property with you. So that, I guess, that factors in a lot when you're touring, right?
Yeah, and the last year and a half, I've kind of just been at home writing and, you know, having this sort of regular life, you know, taking Willow to school, you know, just doing normal things schedule-wise. And so as the calendar started to get kind of filled up, you know, like my manager, you'll see like updates in the iCal, like 153 dates added by Zach Hunley. So, you know, like my wife will see that pop up on her screen and, you know, sort of some anxiety will sit in. But, you know, I think it's what we do. She's a big help for this, you know. These songs are about my life and about my family. So that's incredibly important to me. And I think going out into the world is just what we do, you know. It's like if these songs were meant just to be for me, you know, it wouldn't take me out of Texas, you know. So you have to be out there. For me to come back and be able to work in the studio for a year and work on music, you know, I need to go out and connect and and play it.
You know? Right, and get the sounding board of the audience. Yeah, yeah. That's cool. Well, you're going to get one tomorrow night at Scoot Inn. You got one right here with the Concert Club. And let's hear another song. We got Israel Nash and his band live in Studio 1A. Israel Nash live in Studio 1A, and that is Lucky Ones. The new album comes out tomorrow. It's called Lifted, and you're playing a show at Scoot Inn. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you, Matt, as always.
Yeah, and why don't you tell us who's playing with you?
Here we have on pedal steel, Eric
former
Swanson, former resident of Plum Creek Sound, lead engineer, Eric Swanson. Always bringing the beat, man. That's Joshua Fleischman there back on the drums. On bass, we have our dear Aaron McClellan. And on lead guitar, we have Roger Sullenberg.
Well, today's Studio 1A was mixed by Cliff Hargrove and Joel Chalwick doing the front of house. Our multimedia crew today is led by Jorge Sanhueza Lyon, Julia Reese, Eddie Gaspar, and Gabriel Perez. And our Studio 1A producer is Deidre Gott. And I'm Matt Riley. We're going to take it back to the studio here on KUTX.